Hello and welcome to Pro You Podcast episode number 453. It's on you. And part of when that title came to me, it right away hit me going, look, if you're not in a great place, like that's what depression is. You have this list of things and you can't prioritize them. So the weight of that list on your shoulders literally depresses you. Weight you can't carry. And you get tired mentally, physically, spiritually, and you're out, you're laying there. So I was like, okay, this is the positive view of that. Like, look, you can do this. And why? Because I did it. You know, I'm doing it. And this was just yesterday. I thought, I haven't done a podcast this year yet. I was like, yep. I didn't really feel like I had much to say. And then I was like, this, you know, a couple things happened this morning. And it's Wednesday. It's like, you know, the last day I can shoot it over to Nico. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to do that. I was like, that's what I'm going to call it. It's on you. But I mean, in a positive way, like I did it. I'm talking about even moments yesterday, last week. I was like, okay, that wasn't the best version of me. But the newer version of me recognized that. Now I got to reconcile that. How do I let it go? How do I not judge it? How do I let that cloud pass without inviting it in for tea? You know, all of those stuff I'm doing. So it feels like, and I've said it a lot, I'm working harder on myself than I ever have. And yet, I was the best I was in 2020. Like, I didn't have to get any. That, dude, you won. It's like, why? It's like, you just want to. You get, oh, it's on me. So that precious time and energy, if I put that into things that serve me, where I'm the sole benefactor and I become a better version of me, I will bear that fruit. And I'm like, there you go. And I say it a bunch in the podcast going, come to my well, buy the water I sell. That's what I'm selling. You invest in you, you're guaranteed to imperfectly pursue a better you, and you will achieve an imperfect better version of you. And you accept that, but you rejoice that, and you own that, and you embrace that, and that becomes your power. So you kind of walk the world going, okay, here's what's important. Here's what's in my control. Here are the things that are going to serve me. So now you have that clarity, and with that clarity comes confidence, and with that confidence becomes peace, and where there's peace, there's joy, and when there's joy, there's hope. That's the Pro You path. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, I'd love to hear from you, see how your brand new year is going. Or tell me how your past went, how your childhood went, what you're working on, what your goals are, what you'd love to achieve. I'm just in a good place. And all my clients, you know, they're sharing that. They're the best versions of themselves, having really great, different experiences than they've ever had before. And if I could do that for someone else, I'd just, you know, completely thankful and stoked to do that. So please feel free to shout out proyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy. Hello, and happy the earth rotated around the sun. I want this to be the last time I preface this type of sharing, but I'm the best I've ever been, not bragging. I wasn't that good in the past. But when I share now, like, oh, you know, I was struggling, or oh, I had a bad day, it's completely different than what it used to be in the past. I mean, you're an 8 out of 10. You're still going to have bad days. I mean, that's one of the things you accept. You know, suffering's part of life. If you don't accept that, you're not an 8. You know, you get it. But I just want to go, you know, it's very, very, you know, relative. A 6 having a bad day is worlds apart from an 8 having a bad day, and I'm a 9. This is how I share with Scott So, apologize for the profanity. But, you know, they're just kind of real moments when we share all the time. So I just want to keep it as is. And it's always, you know, sharing hope when someone goes, oh, that resonated with me. That's why I do what I do. Not my best morning, Scott. There are moments when I feel I am not in control of my temper at all. I'm guessing each person becomes my father, and there is only one way to react. Fuck him. It's like there's another guy next to me, and he says, let's fucking go. And without any hesitation, I jump the fuck in. Is it the true ego that wants to fight, not let people yell at me, not get away with being shitty like Dad did? Scott's reply, not your ego, I don't think. More, you protecting the wounded child. It is your beautiful monster, which him and I have been throwing around a lot lately. I'm pretty sure I shared that podcast where they mentioned the beautiful monster, a way of looking in a positive way at that bad thing that you deem is bad. You learn to fight for a reason. It was what gave you strength, dealt on some level with your fear. But also, it is more simply just your trigger, the big trigger, that someone else might make you feel small and weak and helpless. You don't want to return to that state, so you attack. And remember, part of it is just your brain telling you it is a threat where there is none. But take that, add your past, and you get your trigger. Thank you. This is from me. Thank you. Makes sense. What I dislike is for the 60 seconds or so that I'm mad reacting, I'm comfortable, it seems. Then for the next hour or so, I'm crawling out of my skin. Scott's reply, don't judge it. I replied, concur. And then he talked about a book that he was reading with the beautiful monster. So, I've said it numerous times. I feel like I'm working harder on me than ever before, and I'm way better than I ever used to be. Like, why didn't I just go, cool, 3 years ago and go, I'm the best I've ever been. I don't have to. It just seems like you naturally propel yourself. And again, what I experienced in 2022 was just this neon light going, seek out discomfort. That's where the good is. And this discomfort, suffering happens how you want to look at it, how you want to frame it. How do you want to, who do you want to be in it? Who do you want to be after it? And kind of started, you know, rewiring my brain, which is completely possible and super dope. So come to my well, by the water I sell. But I also wanted to keep that transparency. Big word people throwing around these days. You know, that it isn't like, oh, once you achieve, because I don't. Like, the story I love telling, you know, because it's part of my past, is when you achieved black belt in the Korean martial art of Tung Su Do, your belt color and the trim around your uniform, your dobok, was not black. It was midnight blue. Because in Korea, black symbolized death or the end. And they felt in the martial art that once you achieved that black belt level, now you were just beginning your journey. And at 55, well, I really can't say that. But that was like the best year, 2020 for me. You know, so I wouldn't say maybe it started then. But that's when it got, you know, significantly different for me. But now when I experience, again, this was just so prominent last year. And what I mentioned in the last episode, which was, you know, kind of year end reflection, looking back on those moments, which at any other time in my life would have been, you know, a bad moment in time. And it was kind of naturally, if I can say organically, me going, wow, I didn't really bum out that bad. I didn't really bum out at all. Or I didn't, that didn't affect me in a negative way. And I'm like, wow, I'm literally changing like that. Like the, my brain is really being rewired. And then I'm like, okay, well, that's what I'm selling. I'm telling you, if I could do it, not the sharpest tool in the shed, not beat myself up, but I'm just saying, you know, I struggled for such a long time, and I'm like, wow, I'm the champion. It's struggling too long, carrying stuff too long, feeling bad too long. And if I can spin it around and feel like this, I mean, when I hit 55, that was big. Like that 2020, I was like, oh, and again, with everything that happened that year in the world, I was like, this is insane how good I feel. Like I feel completely different than almost everybody else right now. And I feel very fortunate and blessed. So again, that's what I'm going to keep sharing, hoping that it resonates, hoping that you can pull, you know, something from it that that is the good. And anything else that doesn't resonate, you know, just leave it. But I want to, you know, keep sharing why I struggle, or the days I struggle, or what's happening. It's because I know the difference now. Like right away, I was like, oh, wow. You know, again, what I said was like, you know, when it was kind of like that morning where I texted Scott, which is, I don't know, last week again, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, something like that. But there was this kind of perfect storm where I was somewhere and someone kind of irritated me, but I kind of felt irritated. And then there was another thing that happened where someone kind of irritated me. And I was just kind of aware of that feeling. And I went to what I call Squirrel Country with Zen for a walk that he loves. And typically those puppy park moments, the walks, the, you know, dog walks, those things kind of help. And I was coming back to my car, and this, you know, kind of moment happened, and I could just tell, like, I was just like, yep, you know, boom, act this way, boom, go. And there wasn't any like, okay, hold on a second. Do you really want to say that? Do you really want to do that? Do you really want to go there? Do you really want to allow that to happen? There was no pause. And so now that higher self, the version that I am of myself, is like, okay, now you're in the car. Now it was a 30-second moment. And you're like, how's that feel? You know, is it, what was the, you know, what was the moment about? What were you about to do? And it's just the old me, defend, protect. You know, you're going to raise your voice at me. You ain't gonna go easy. It ain't going to be fun for you. And then I'm like, oh. Where, again, that was natural. It was easy. It's just in the past, I just went on with my day. Like, yep, did that. And now for the past how many years, I'm like, wow, I don't like any of it. And then again, that next, however long it was just rattling around in my head. And I just looking at it and dissecting. I don't know, it was like for the next hour, I thought about it. And then I text Scott. And here's the beautiful thing. Come to my well, buy the water I sell. That's kind of my quote. Like, I'm sharing what I've gone through and what I'm experiencing because of what I've gone through. And I've gone through what I've been through mainly because of the choices I've made in the last X amount of years. Like, you know, from 0 to 50, you know, I kind of was the circumstance of, or a product of my circumstance in a way. And then I took responsibility. I'm like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. And that's, you know, kind of what the title was about. I just got done talking to a client. I was like, the biggest thing I was saying, I was like, it was on you. And I said this to you last week. It's on you. It's on you. It's on you. So when I look at my journey, I'm like, I took reins, you know, the reins of my life. I'm like, all right. And it was, you know, 51. And I said, okay, I'm going to stop reaching out to people because I feel like I'm the only one who does it initially. People respond, but I'm just going to see what happens if I don't initially reach out to anyone. And it just got quiet. And if you're not in a great place, that's not a dope feeling. But I was in a good place. And I was like right away going, cool. No more wasting time and energy. What if I took that time and energy and put it into me? That was at 51. And at 52, I said, I'm going to go on a spiritual journey. Didn't really know what that was going to be exactly, but there's where it all started moving. I was like, cool. No one's really reaching out. No one really cares. I mean, and that's it. The end of the day. Like, you're doing good, you're doing bad. People got their own stuff going on. They can't really help you. You know, it's on you. But take that in a positive way where I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't come up with any fantastic plan. But there was an acceptance. I just had an episode entitled that where I was like, okay, you know, there aren't a bunch of people in my life, but who do I need right now? Who do I need to step up right now for me? I did. I had never done that. I'd never experienced it. And for some reason, there was this trigger that just went, okay, do that now. And again, that's at, 52 years of age. So I'm not over here going, yo, got that down. Kill that. What's the next project? I'm like, no, my biggest accomplishment was realizing there was a different way to be me and experience my life. And that's when it started. And again, it wasn't because it was now it's fun, now it's easy, now it's familiar. It was none of that. But there's where my slogan comes in, deem yourself worthy of that uncomfortableness. I mean, out the gate it was uncomfortable, but in a way of it's okay, it's different. It's not necessarily bad. It's just different. But when you clear away the stuff that's not helping you, that's not serving you, and you focus on you, well, right there's probably an equation that you've never really experienced. But just by doing that, you will feel a shift. Like, wow, that felt better. Hey, I feel the fruits of that labor. Hey, I feel a little bit like I'm owning me, who I am, my good. I like looking in the mirror at me. Once that kind of starts, like, again, that was my, okay, hold up, wait a minute. I'm 52 going 53, feeling better? Like, what? Like, and it was like, oh, the first time, that sucks. Nope, none of that happened. I was like, yeah, didn't know that was possible. And here I am, like, getting better, 56, 57, getting better. Now I'm, month so away from, being 58. I'm like, yeah, it just gets better. But that was kind of that big conclusion that I was coming to and sharing to clients. I'm like, look, it's on you. When you finally decide, when the ducks are in a row and you see them, when the stars align and you see them, when you make certain choices in your life and you're like, well, that was different and it felt good, I did that, I'm in control, wow, here's what I can control, what if I put all my time and energy into that which I can control? And you're the sole benefactor of that energy and that time that is so precious, and all we get is today. So if you put your time and energy into you today, guaranteed results. And that's how, hopefully the little things done consistently begins. So there was a part of me that I think it was yesterday, and I was like, oh yeah, it's 2023 and I hadn't even thought of recording a podcast yet. And I looked at the date and I'm like, well, I'm like, it's the 17th. And I'm like, I still haven't. And there's this part of me going, well, I mean, I there's no pressure to, I don't have, people reaching out, texting, emailing me going, hey, we need a podcast. But there's a sense of, hey, what's up with that? But my answer was just this little voice that came up and going, yeah, I don't have much to say. And that was kind of, the mental state I chose last year. It's like, when I have something to say, when I feel like, doing one, I'll do it. But there's part of me that hated that because I'm like, oh, you don't feel like it, Tom. You don't feel like doing a podcast. I'm like, well, I don't feel like it. But when I moved, I'm like, okay, it's just, well, now I'm going to record. Here's what I'm going to do. And whether that's finally looking at a stack of sticky notes or going through something, I'm like, I got to share that or whatever it is. And it's Wednesday, like definitely the last day to turn it into my Canadian assassin producer, Nico the Great. I had a client, I don't know, was it 10? I guess, yeah, it was at 10. And up until that point, because it was this morning, it was kind of like, okay, you're going to, and I'm like, yeah, just, and then that window, I had like an hour and a half earlier this morning. I was like, okay, like, because like, oh, maybe I should Monday, and then how about Tuesday? I was like, ah. And then again, I'm not judging. It was just like, I just didn't really want to. I just didn't feel like it. I was like, all right, well then don't. And I'm like, well, I always have until Wednesday. And then this morning happened. And I was like, I just don't think I have a whole lot to say. And a little voice like, yeah, but it's 18th already. I was like, oh, well. And again, part of me enjoys that I'm not, you know, judging myself or critiquing myself. And then did my morning, ran an errand with Zen. And there was just crazy traffic. I was never in traffic, but there's this item that I used to buy for the power pancakes, these protein pancakes, that I used to buy a long time ago. And I can only get them in Santa Monica. And it's a pretty big drive without traffic. And I always like going in the morning because there's no people in the store. I can walk in, I can walk out, there's parking. But when it's early in the morning, there's traffic, and I'm going all the way to Santa Monica from Hollywood. So it's just a big drive. It's like 40, 45 minutes. And it doesn't bother me to drive anymore. Like, at no point was I, like, hurrying or stressed. And I was like, I don't even know if I mentioned that really in the last podcast, but that was something last year where I just changed how I drove a little bit. I mean, slowed down. But there was like this mental state, and I would realize I was in a mental state in the house and was thinking about something. I got in my car and I'd be driving 15 or 20 minutes and I'd still be thinking about that same thing. Like nothing had changed. And I was like, that, you know, as soon as you walk out your house, start your car, start backing up, looking for cars, okay, hitting your ways, you know, where you're headed, destination, looking at the clock, checking your time, you got gas, what do you got to do? You know, you just kind of get out. And I was just like right there, and I was just like, driving, but I was on like autopilot. Like my car was moving and I was just sitting there thinking about stuff. And it never changed. So I did that and I'm like, I just gotta drive later. You know, I just gotta come later and it won't be this long. But I just didn't mind it. I'm like, look, I gotta be back for my 10 o'clock appointment, and that's kinda it. So the brain was kinda shut off and I was in this good place. Again, not thinking at all about doing a podcast at all. So I get home, train my client, and it was just this, okay, here it is. Just I'm just reiterating, reconfirming, saying it again, being repetitive. And I'm like, how many times, you know, do I say this? But I was like in a really, really cool kind of cheerleading moment with this guy going, you know, I know you can. I mean, you've demonstrated every component that you might possibly need to achieve this. I said, but right now, the biggest statement you're going to make to yourself, to me, is to go, you know, on a session. Hey, good morning. How are you? Good. Hey, I lost weight. Because right now, we'll know what that means. We'll know what it took, where you had to go. And where you had to go is, okay, this is on me. Because I think I want to say I mentioned this, but he had like 2 weeks over Christmas, and he came back over the holidays and said, hey, you know, feel good, blah, 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 didn't gain any weight. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool, but just know that version of you, you know, that's kind of a fire you keep flaming. You know, you're stoking that fire. Hey, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and cool, I'm not, you know, I feel better, you know, things are going better and I'm not gaining weight. And I'm like, cool, but is that what you want to do? And I'm like, well, I know it isn't. And I'm like, there's two things you've kind of just, through your actions and words, have kind of told me subconsciously. Like, I want to lose weight and I want to be more self-disciplined. Well, cool. If we lose more weight, you'll do that because you've become more self-disciplined, and all that's going to help you control your mind, which is even a bigger issue. But we got to do that now. If you dabble in the older versions of you, that's the fire you're flaming. You got to jump into the new version of you. Because jumping into the new version of you just means, okay, now you know where you're headed. It's going to be unfamiliar. It's going to be not fun, not easy, and it's going to take a long time. That's if you jump in. So I'm like, it's on you. But, you know, in this positive way, not the depression, like all of this rests on your shoulders. It's like, no, it's just at the end of the day, you can have coaches, therapists, spouses, you can have a team of cheerleaders. But it really comes down to you going, okay, here's what I'm going to do for me. Here's how I'm going to live. And it's not about perfection. It's not a pursuit of perfection. It's not a perfect pursuit because none of us are perfect. It's a bumpy, like I said, unfamiliar, not super fun, not easy, slow path. But you've hit a point where you're like, I'm worth it. And that's kind of like some, you know, the caterpillar going, all right, I'm going to go into that cocoon. That cocoon cannot be fun. Think about it. You know, the caterpillar going in, going, oh, cool, it fits me, I'm about this. But that caterpillar, that round little tubular thing, turns into a butterfly. Whilst in that cocoon that cannot be comfortable for anyone. You seen, what was it? Hugh Jackman. When he did the Wolverine, and he would, those transformation was just like his whole entire body, you know, was being ripped apart as stuff was changing inside of it. That's what happening in that cocoon. I mean, as a reference, it's not super fun. If I look back, I don't go, oh my God, it was so fun getting here. No. Oh, I can't wait to not talk to my parents. I can't wait to be alone with the dog. Can't wait to be, you know, making less money and not really doing a whole lot. It's like, what? Well, if you embrace own, it's on you. You take control. You grab the steering wheel. You start driving your life, changing the direction of your life automatically. You're rewarded. Because automatically all that stuff you're doing is for you. Like you're actually the sole benefactor. But you have all these other equations. You know, you may be a spouse, you family, you parents, you friends, you work, you health, you and, you know, all you and these other things, all these other equations. So if the all these other equations. But you are that common variable. So you invest in you. When you go from a 6 to a 7 to an 8, well, simultaneously all those equations get better. So a 6 of you goes from, you know, goes to an 8 of you. You don't think your relationship gets better? You don't think your job gets better? You don't think your relationships with your friends get better? The relationship you have with yourself? And that's why when you go, oh, so if I get a little selfish and I invest in me, it gets like exponentially better. And for me, I was like, well, everything I did didn't have to be better. It was just different, but in a good way. Like, just walking my dog became this super dope thing. Because I was in control of my mind. And I'd walk around and not think of anything going, dude, this is insane. And this is, you know, like 2-3 years ago where I started going, okay, wait a minute. I'm having a different experience. And again, it's not all the time, but 54, 55 got, you know, I mean, it kept, I mean, sorry, you know, 2 years ago got better, last year got better, you know, this, I mean, all that stuff just keeps getting better. And that's why I feel like now, because I can recognize when I'm not my highest self, I'm aware of it. I'm like, okay, and so I stop, I pause, I reflect, I let it come in like a cloud. I try not to invite it in for tea. I'm, you know, applying different tools. You know, I'm still hitting roads where they kind of seem to end, or I go the wrong way where I feel like I, you know, kind of like, oh, did I go, you know, what was this feeling about? And then I got Scott to reach out and go, hey, dude, I, you know, kind of felt this thing this morning, and, you know, what's that? You know, still basically asking for help. Never, you know, I would, if I can toot my horn, for one thing, I didn't mind asking for help. I just didn't. you know, I don't know, you know, I didn't go, you know, back then, I was like, way to go, look at me asking for help. I just did. I'm like, okay, there, okay, what if I went there? Or what if I did that? You know, what if I got a therapist? What if I got a psychiatrist? What if I want a medication? What if I talked to a pastor? You know, what if I went to AA? You know, what if I, you know, I just kept doing it. And again, I don't, at the time, I wasn't going, oh, look at me, look at my badge of courage. But I know now, you know, I know it's one of the little notes I have. That's the biggest, one of the biggest things, because there are people that do not want to ask for help. They're embarrassed. They feel broke. And there's, okay, you won't do step one, so so yeah, staying in the cave forever. And it's kind of a choice at the end of the day. But if you do step one, you know, that sharing and that asking for help just kind of becomes familiar and not as difficult and a little bit easier. And then it becomes empowering because you, you know, really quickly realize you're not alone. Ain't nothing new. Everybody, you know, you talk to five people that in a morning and I bet four of them have a story. They went through, struggled, dealing with, still going through. Everybody walks outside and, you know, puts the highlight reel and you put the face on. You know, you go to work, you smile, you nod, you, how are you? Great, thanks. You know, you post, you know, your highlight reel. You know, we put that, here's who I am out there. And that's work and that's effort. And then we struggle because deep down inside, we're not really that. So we're suffering because we're not that. But then we're suffering because it's a lot of work to put up that little facade. Is that the word? Is that how you say it? You know, the facade, that little fake little story that you got running. So, you know, to be like, okay, I'm flawed. I'm not perfect. Here's where I'm struggling. I don't feel good. I'm going to share my stuff. I'm going to put it out there. You know, I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to, you know, pursue a better me. Yay. I mean, it's not comfortable or easy, but it's just such a better path. You know, going and, you know, to a therapist or opening up to a stranger or, you know, whatever. Yeah, it takes time and effort. But the other side, keeping that little fake story going and the fake smile going and don't let anyone in because you don't want anyone to know you're broken. The weight of that, that's killing you. On the other way, there's uncomfortableness and, you know, things aren't easy. But, it's, you know, this is where you're going to get rewarded. You know, it's like, okay, if you choose route A, you get B. It's all bad. If you choose C, you get D. And that's all good. And here's a story. I said I had that client. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do the podcast. Because one of the stories I shared with him, I hadn't shared with anybody. It was just a thought I had because it happened, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. So I struggle with the whole homeless thing. Like, I'm like, wow, I'm so thankful. And that was a big phase I went through. Like, I was just looking at people laying on the cement going, what would that be like? I was literally, like, just almost meditating on what they were going through. So I have appreciation for how, what a struggle that would be. And then on the other hand, I don't mind seeing tents. But when they have a tent and then they got outdoor stuff piled up around it and then it's litter and it's just this big mess, like, oh, here's where I'm going to poop, that bugs me. So this kind of area kind of close by, they had kind of cleaned up and they're starting construction, so they had kicked everybody out. And there's this back street behind my apartment and there was just no homeless there. And a couple days ago, there was a guy, and he was kind of moving on, also he ends up over there. And my first feeling is like, dude, look, are there any other tents on this street? Now, do you think it's because no one else was like ever tried? It's like, no, they don't allow them here. Like, this is not an area you can do it. And I could tell it frustrated me. And as I was walking Zen and past it, I got home, and I kind of felt it. And again, I'm aware. And I'm like, that's a choice. Like, if I was having a discussion with myself, what's a choice? You know that feeling you have? That yuck in your body right now? Yeah? That's a choice. You chose that feeling. What do you mean I chose that feeling? What if you walked by And the only thing you thought of was, I'm so very, very, very thankful I'm not in that tent. And that's what I mean. It's so obvious to me. Now, again, I had the yucky thought and I felt yucky and I was like, bad, you're stupid, my neighborhood, and you're dirty and you got all this. Yep, that was me. But the version I am now rather quickly goes, hey, you like that feeling? And rather quickly I go, no. And rather quickly I go, well, that's on you. What do you want to see when you walk around? What do you mean, what do I want to see? Well, what are you going to focus on? I guarantee you pick any city, probably just about most neighborhoods in America, and you're going to see homeless. So it's here. Probably not going away anytime soon. And again, that's me going, you know, higher version, higher self. Going, look, you obviously don't like that feeling. And that's a choice. So if you're living your life being the best you, living efficiently, you're not causing yourself to feel a bad feeling because of I'm going to focus on that thing that's not perfect in the world. It's like just how that sounds. I'm like, yeah, it's I don't need a bunch of time to, well, my shirt, no, done, 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 done. And then it was the rest of the day. And again, it was like 4 or 5 days ago, I had the little temper thing, felt that, fixed it, went away. That day ended, and it ended really positive. And I was highly aware that I'm like, well, I felt that funky this morning, text Scott. And I just, you know, a couple things that I'm doing this year, I just feel great about, and it just overwhelmed the other. And then, you know, I'm like, well, I'm probably not doing a podcast, don't have much to say. And then I get up and I kind of have this moment with the homelessness. And then I train a client. I'm like, okay, let me share this. And so here I am. I've shared in the past a story titled, We'll See. People in village, event happens, and they run to the leader, and they go, oh, we heard this happened, and so sorry, that's bad news. And he's like, we'll see. Finds out the event actually turned out to be a good thing. People rush back to the leader and they go, oh my God, we found out that thing is now a good thing. That's fantastic. And he's like, all right, we'll see. And the next day, this other event. You know, so it's just, you just don't know. You just don't know. So the story I thought of was, I had shared the magical moment of, it was kind of right at the end of me probably thinking I wasn't going to move. Probably couldn't find a better place to, you know, live where I could afford. And then 30 minutes from my house, I discovered a waterfall. And it was a big waterfall, like 50 foot, like a real waterfall. And it was a dope walk into the canyon. You'd cross the water X amount of times. And Zen loved it. And it's like mountain water, like coming down. So like Zen's drinking it, I'm drinking it. And I was like, just a new hike. And I was like, the fact I could go to so many places within 30 minutes to 60 minutes where I live. I'm like, dude, just right now, there's not a better place for me to live, especially with having Zen. And then it was probably October of last year, November, something around there. And I'm like, wow, I haven't gone to the waterfall in a while. And I'd been to, you know, places before where there are little, you know, drips running over rocks. And those eventually kind of, you know, dry up or you don't see them that often. And but I'm like, this is a, you know, pretty wide river coming out of this canyon with this big waterfall like flowing. So I never thought it could dry up, and it did. I got there, and I was set. Like, I didn't even bring, I mean, I had water in the car, but when I went on the hike with Zen, I didn't bring water. I'm like, we'll just, you know, drink when we get hot from the creek, you know. And we walked for about not even half an hour. I can't remember how long it was. And there was no water coming down. I'm like, why am I keep going? Like, I'm like, I didn't bring water with me. I mean, I thought we were going to be able to. And I was like, okay, so I'm just going to turn around, changes our thing. And it didn't really bother me. But it was like, yeah, I mean, there's no guarantee that was going to, you know, stay flowing. you know, and I was kind of at that place and shared the story with Scott. And I was like, totally thought, well, I'm glad I found it when I did. Glad I got to see it. Glad I got to experience. I was just like, okay, my trip this morning changed. And we got packed at the car, gave Zen and myself water and went on with the day. And that's where it was that kind of collect the data, move forward kind of phase was happening. I was like, okay, this is what it is. You know, just respond, move forward. So this is, it's probably got to be two weeks, maybe a week ago, half ago, week and a half ago. I was like, we just got a bunch of rain, you know, California, most of California was flooded at some point in the last, two, 3 weeks. And wherever I would go where, you know, extra rain would make things wet, or they would be wet, or there were little water flows. You could see those things happening. I'm like, I wonder. I mean, I know that fountain. I mean, the fountain, the waterfall. I mean, it's got to be back. You know what I mean? They kind of saying now that drought's officially over in California. Which again, when they say we're in drought and this long and it's this bad and climate change, I'm thinking, okay, we're never getting out of it. And boom, you know, January, we're like, done. All right, that's over with. So like, I'll even go check out the waterfall. The river, the creek is now this white water rapids. So when we would cross, it was over my knees, which I didn't mind. I got these river shoes on and I, you know, shorts on. So I'm like, okay, my, you know, shorts will get wet. But I'm like, well, Zen will be, you know, underwater. He'll be, you know, he'll swim through. And I'm like, but he's soaking wet. And it was not that warm. And I'm like, I don't need him because the water's freezing. You know, coming out of right out the mountain, it's like cold water, which again, I didn't mind, you know, but it was just like, okay. So right away, I was like, okay, I'm just going to pick him up. So every time we crossed, right in the very center, it would get the deepest. And it was like, it was a current, you know, I mean, it was like pushing. And I'm like, not that it would knock me over, but I'm walking across what? Wet rocks. So, and I can't see them because they're blurred with the white water, you know, because it's like really flowing like hard. So I'm a little bit over halfway, and I had now crossed six times. And Zen's like 60 pounds. And I'm like, okay, I'm hiking. And again, I'm like, okay, I know there's water running. I'm not going to bring any water. I can, you know, sip it. So I didn't bring anything. I didn't have to carry anything. But I was just like, I was huffing and puffing. And I thought about, like, if I stopped right now, you know, like, yeah, I'm going back. Look at all the water. I can't wait to see the waterfall. Kind of the point of going. And I'm like, if I stop right now, I still got to walk Zen across six times. And that was kind of daunting. Like, I was like, I don't want to do it at all. And I'm like, well, I know I got to cross more going forward. That means crossing way more coming back. And I'm like, that's it. It's done. And on the way down, you know, I was kind of not fatigued at all, but I was just getting a little bit tired. And that's when it was like, you know, don't fall. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Zen's being held, so it's not a great position for me to fall when I'm holding him, dropping him. You know, what am I falling on? Rocks. You know, getting all wet. You know, phones in my pocket. You know, it's just all of a sudden, I was like, and that's kind of what the note I was. I was like, waterfall is back. Totally different experience. Like, it was rigorous. Like, the stress of, like, what I had to do physically and then kind of worrying about it. Like, I know that became draining. Like, when I got in the car, I felt like I had gone up to the waterfall and back down like twice. Like, I was just, and then it was just, I know it wasn't a judgy thing at all, but I was just like, okay, this is trippy. I mean, I went one time, you know, last time it was flowing regularly. Zen and I could cross with ease, I should say. And then you fast forward, it's dried up. And I'm like, wow, that's gone forever. I'm like, oh my God, drought's over, it's back, I can't wait to. Okay, cool. All right, well, that's a whole different animal now. But again, we'll see. Never coming back again. Well, we'll see, it's back, I can't. Well, we'll see. And if you can kind of adapt to that, another huge, I don't even want to say tool, I think it's bigger than a tool, because it's almost like a perspective shift, because whatever happens. And, I brought this up. A friend of mine got sick, took a trip, and avoided the vacation, holiday travel. And then avoided the big FAA glitch where all the flights were shut down. But then came back from the trip and got COVID. So wasn't happy about being sick at all, and then kind of got sick twice, before and after his trip. But during the time he was sick and he was down, doesn't rest a lot, doesn't relax a lot, he kind of has these moments of, you know, clarity, these kind of little epiphanies. And I thought, isn't it kind of cool? Again, not saying that those wouldn't have happened before, but here you are, you know, going, oh, wow, well, here's the positive here. Like right away, now it's kind of like, you know, it just shines. It's just neon to me. It's like, oh, well, here's the good. And if you can see the good in every moment, it's not saying that that moment was good, but if you can see the good, you know, thankful in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, but can you be thankful in? And this kind of leads to the next one, where these like small victories. I ended up having, in a short period of time, I would like, you know, and this would typically happen, like I'd meet kind of a cool dog, turned out to be rescue, talk to the owner, and I would get along with the owner, because I'm not going to look chatting with dog owners, looking for friends, looking for conversation at all when I go. So when they happen, I'm like, okay, this is supposed to happen, because they just seem to kind of just evolve. And all three were like super really cool, like just kind of happened. All of a sudden, this person I'd never seen before, never met before, was just sharing these things that I don't really know if they shared with anybody. And I feel so thankful, fortunate in those moments where I'm like, wow, like I'm coming off where this stranger trusts me. And then I start saying things and they nod and they agree and they're like, well, thank you. And wow, that helps. And but what was different, it might sound odd, is I never talk about my podcast when I'm kind of out and about. I don't know. I'm not a big, hey, look at me guy. But when I got done with all three, it kind of like led to the point. I'm like, hey, I don't know if you listen to podcasts. Like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, really? You know, could you send me? I'm like, oh, can I? And like, right away, here's the number. Send me it. And I was like, and I remember the first time it happened. I walked back and I was like, that's cool. I like that I'm at that place where I'm by myself with my best friend who's a dog, you know, minding my own business in the middle of kind of nowhere, and I see one person happens to have a dog, and all of a sudden about 15 minutes later our dogs are kind of playing and he walks over and hey, it's okay if they, I mean, yeah, it's cool, come on over, play, yeah, I'm just you know, reading. And then, you know, dogs are playing and all of a sudden we start throwing a ball and they're chasing it, he comes over, and all of a sudden we start talking, and within 5 minutes, he's like, yeah, and just shares, and I'm comfortable, you know, I'm like, yes, the dude to share with, you know, like, I talk to people all the time, I'm a trainer, I got a podcast, I've been through stuff, you know what I mean, it was like this, he's very, you know, comfortable for me, so maybe that's kind of the selling point, not that it's a selling point, but people are like, oh, that dude's comfortable talking about this stuff, or, you know, he's done this before. And then it happened twice more, both with two women. And I remember with the one, you know, just telling her in that moment, like, you're doing the hardest thing right now. Like, you're sharing your story. And you're realizing, I'm like going, oh, yeah, you're jacked. You're broke. I'm going, cool, rock and roll, way to go. I'm proud of you. That's awesome. Hey, maybe it's not that bad coming out of that cave. And again, I would leave with, you know, sharing, oh, I happened to, you know, check out a podcast here, you know, here it is, give it a listen, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. And again, no agenda, not selling anything, not trying to make money, not trying to, you know, win favor, not trying to get anybody to like me. And I just remember walking away and like the first time going, I just like me, I just like being me. So when the moments happen where the old me visits and the old you will visit as much as you allow it to, I have to go, okay, I'm not going to go, oh, that's who I am. No, who I am is that dude who's just, you know, gone somewhere not looking for a conversation and had the most deep spiritual conversation with three strangers and then walked away like, that's cool. I need not. And again, I thought about it one day. I was like, that whole phrase you use, come to my well by the water of Siloam. What are people thinking when they hear that? Like, what's that guy selling? It's like, well, it's just, I'm just sharing my story. You know, going through AA, that's what you got to do. You want to share? All right, I'm sharing. People go, hey, I don't believe you. It's like, no, you don't get the dude gets up, shares, sits down. You don't get nothing. You don't want to listen? Don't be here. You know, I'm like, thought about that, you know, getting into the podcast. I was like, okay, if people don't want to listen, then don't. But you don't get to go, I don't really believe Tom. I don't think he, no, it's, I'm sharing. You know, and I was doing that before, so it became kind of natural for me to share. But now what I'm sharing is the good. Now when I say come to my well by the water I sell, it's like I had to dig that well. I had to find that well water. I had to curate that water. I had to take care of that water. That water to me, that was unexpected. That water that I enjoy now is what I did. The water that I drink is the water that I've earned. That I've worked for. I discovered joyfully that it was on me. And now I'm experiencing a life I've never experienced, moments I've never experienced. And I own and I embrace that it's on. Ta-da! That's what I get to share. What's become of living that truth. So, come to my well by the water I sell. And it's for free. I had one more little note, and I think I'm just going to end it there. I liked where it ended. If you'd like to reach out, please do. ProUpodcast@gmail.com. You are worth it. To your pro-you moment. Stoked you're here. Let's begin to control that which we can. Eyes closed. Seated on the floor. Legs folded if you can. Shoulders over your hips. Neutral neck. Navel tucked into the spine. Draw the inhale through the nose. Slowly. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. Slowly, we'll keep that rhythm fluid, controlled, elongated. To do that, we'll stay connected, mind and body, that will keep us present in this moment. And that is something that you can build upon. Little things done consistently is a perfect example. What you're doing right now. Keep that focus to the best of your ability. Anything enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Well done. Congrats. And I mean that. Whatever you consider a little thing, when you do it consistently, it deserves a bravo. Congrats. Own that. And congrats on your first pro you moment of this year. Take the good, take which resonates, fill that tool bag, toolbox with tools that serve you, that work for you, that you understand, they make a connection. You see how it works and you feel the benefit of it. But if you could just really be okay with the responsibility of owning that it is on you, you'll flourish. You know, a flower full of other flowers in a garden still got to survive on its own. When the wind blows, the rain pours, its roots have to go down and grab hold tight, which causes the flower to grow. But it has to do that itself. It's just way easier to put into you, do for you, embrace. It's on you when you value you. I wish you all the best in that endeavor. Peace and God bless.